Oftentimes, we create, or our environment is filled full of how we perceive things. Amen. You know, if you don't think you can, if you don't, you know, if you feel like, oh, you know, sometimes a person can be plagued with the Old Testament calls it not dismay. It's another word. But anyway, where they dread the future. Just, you know, I know something got to go wrong. Too much has been going right. Something got to go wrong. You know, so they're looking for it. You know, I mean, but that you end up creating. See, I knew it. See, the devil busy. No, the devil ain't even around. Oh, we're going to get into this. You're going to see it clearly. You're going to see it clearly where the real battle is. Because that foe has been defeated. He has no right to you, no authority over you. None of that. Only what you give him or what you'll allow him. But if you get the right intel, you're going to be telling him, give me back my stuff. Give it all back. I want it. No, that too. No, that's mine too. Give it back. I'm taking it back. You ain't got no right to this. And what David said, Lord, should I pursue? He said, pursue. You'll recover all. You'll overtake and recover it all. Amen. So Paul, speaking to Timothy, told him that we're to fight the good fight of faith. Now, there are three things. I want you to write this down. Your thoughts, your feelings, and your beliefs. When we talk about resisting the devil, it's not engaging, you know, entities that are trying to attack you and you fighting them. No. Your thoughts, what did I say? Your thoughts, your feelings, and your beliefs. When you align those with, I'll use this phrase, you'll hear it often, the finished work of Jesus. When you align your thoughts, your feelings, and your beliefs with the finished work, not what's going to happen one day, what you hoping and are praying for, but what Jesus has already done. Hello? When you align your thoughts, your feelings, and your beliefs follow, and you align them with the finished work, this in and of itself, without putting your mind on the devil one time, is resisting the devil. You ain't got to think about the devil to be resisting him. When you get your focus on God's finished work, what he's already said about you, not just on days that you feel good about it. This is a done deal. And it's not according to any performance that you can muster up. You know, we feel good about when we can do things well. But even when you don't feel good about when it ain't on, God is still on. God hadn't changed. He don't diss you. He don't think less of you. You are still his crown, his jewel. It doesn't change. It'll never change. It's a finished work. The way God sees you is the way he sees Jesus. Ah, help us, Holy Ghost. I see smoke. Because our mind, our intellect, sometimes tries to grapple with stuff. See, here's the thing about the intellect. The intellectual part of a person is connected to their ego. In other words, they like to keep things that they know. You know what I mean? You want to keep things the same that you know, that you're comfortable with. That's how you identify yourself. But see, your heart is constantly pointing you to the new man in Christ. The new you in Christ, taking you beyond you and beyond your experience, beyond what you just know. Because what we know, no matter what we know, is very limited. Oh, if God can break down that ego and break down that intellect, it has its purpose. But oftentimes it blocks the flow that's coming out of your heart. Because see, God is telling you some great stuff and your mind is backing you up saying, no, I'm too old for that. I ain't got the energy for that. I can't do that. And it ain't even the devil, it's your mind.
Amen.
Now, when we choose, God forbid, when a person, that makes it very impersonal here, when a person chooses to focus on the devil, it causes them to become devil conscious and not Christ conscious. Who you choose to focus on. Come on, see, it's no dark, deep mystery. Who you choose. See, that's the power of choice. Devil can't make you think anything. He can't make you, neither can God. God can't make you think anything. It's your choice. And who you choose to focus on makes you either Christ conscious or devil conscious. Make you have a good day or a bad day. Hello? No matter what's in the day. You understand? It's your focus, your power of choice, how you choose to align your thoughts, your feelings, and what you believe. Amen. You're in a jam. That's just the time to really focus on Christ and his finished work and what he has promised in his finished work for your life, and not focus on the circumstances that'll drain you of all your energy and your joy and your peace and everything else. Focus on God and stay focused on him, and I guarantee that everything has to bow its knee. Every name in heaven and in the earth, every circumstance, every principality, every power has to bow. What are we talking about bow? It has to, you know, when someone was defeated, they had to bow.
Amen.
It was, he defeated, all of them had to bow. They can't stand before him. And he give us the same strategy. The same intel. Is ours. When a person's focus is on the devil and they become devil conscious. Now listen, this is what the scripture calls the carnal mind. It's the carnal mind of a believer when they focus on that, because the devil can't make you focus. He can't make you focus. He can't make you think about that. You have to choose. But it's the carnal mind. And the problem is, the carnal mind cannot experience the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, because the focus is wrong. And so even though Jesus has already done this, it's already done. It's like Mephibosheth. A covenant had been cut. This was Old Testament. A covenant had been cut by David and Jonathan. He was an heir of a covenant, but he was living in Lodabar, even though the covenant, see what? He didn't have the intel. He didn't have the strategy. But thank God for David. He's like our shepherd. He brought him into the palace, and you know the story. Now, I want to bring another revelation to you. Every scripture in the New Testament, every scripture in the New Testament having to do with warfare. Now we're in the New Testament, the New Covenant. All right, I want to really start using that phrase, the New Covenant. The Old Covenant had to do with works and performance. New Covenant has nothing to do with that. Jesus did it all. That's why we are more than conquerors. He did it all already. Isn't that amazing? I mean, that's almost beyond comprehension that he would do it all and then invites us to be heirs with him. Amen. Just believe on him, as the scripture has said. Freely we receive. God so loved the world that he gave. I mean, what? That's an awesome just thought in itself, if you ever meditate on that. Now, every scripture in the New Testament about warfare, listen closely, it identifies the battleground or the terrain as being your soul. Every scripture in the New Testament having to do with warfare identifies the battleground being your soul. It's not out there. It's not on your job. It's not them folk. Hello? Every scripture identifies the battleground as your soul. The struggle or the battle lies in the realm of thoughts and emotions. Thoughts and emotions. If I focus on Jesus, I'm going to have peace and life. I can be, God forbid, like Paul in a prison, but his mind is stayed on Jesus. See, the word, the promise is, he whose mind is stayed on me, I will keep him in perfect peace because he trusts in me. And that comes without condition. Amen. Well, what about if a person's in the hospital? God said, if you keep your mind on me. Amen. Well, what about if they're up in the mountains? If you keep your mind on me. What about if they're in the sea? If you keep your mind on me. What about if they're in the midst of a hostile mob? What about Jesus? When they came to get Jesus, there was such a peace on him. It's without condition. The word says, he who's mine, no matter what. And so what does that amount to? That amounts to where I place my focus. Am I allowing what's going on around me to distract me and to draw me in through my five senses? Five senses will mess you up. You'll hear people talking about you and they ain't talking about you. You'll look at them, they be saying, look like they're saying your name. They ain't saying your name. What you say? No. No, I heard you. They said, left. No, I heard you. What'd I say? No, I heard you. I heard what you said. Them senses will mess you up. Or, you know, I just don't feel like so-and-so like me. I feel like they got something against me. You're not aligning your thoughts and your feelings and your beliefs with the finished work.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in the Mega Great Series.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.